We've been putting together the greatest, the ultimate summer soundtrack here on The Takeaway. And we've been talking to lots of people who know music. So if you're talking to journalists, DJs, musicians, about what is it that makes a truly fantastic summer song. We've also asked you to weigh in, and we've gotten some great suggestions from you at our website, thetakeaway.org. Boys of Summer by Don Henley, a very popular one. John suggested Every Breath You Take by The Police. That came out in 1983. Here's another song that was playing in the summer of 1983. I remember that song extremely well. I was in high school at the time. It became a monster hit for Pat Benatar. It was her highest charting single, a true summer song. This week we are talking to rock icon Pat Benatar. She's just written a new book called Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
Hi, good morning. How are you doing?
I associate that particular song with summer because it just has that sort of the beat and the catchiness of the tune that you come away with and you associate with summer songs. You've given us five songs, and one of them stands out to me as a truly sort of iconic sound. This is the one that we most people think of, or this band at least, when we think of summer.
Wouldn't it be nice if we
I was in high school. I was in 10th grade when it came out, and I lived, you know, on Long Island, and we were at the beach every single day, and I just remember having those transistor radios just blasting, and that was one of the songs that we were listening to every single day, and it was, every time I think of it, I think of the sand and the salt and the copper tone, you know, the whole thing.
I would imagine that the sounds of the beach waves for a lot of people are associated with summer, but the second one that you picked, not only is it older, it came out in 1959, but it's also from an artist that I can't imagine often gets associated necessarily with summer.
Hey girl, I dig your touch.
Aha. Uh-huh. Hey boy, you're much too much.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So let's get together, baby, let me come see you sometime.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I look in your eyes, and
I know, I am obsessed with Louis Prima and Keeley Smith. I just love them, and we play it all the time in our house now that we're grown-ups, but when I was a kid, we played it in my house. My parents always played it, and everyone in the neighborhood. I grew up in an Italian neighborhood in Lindenhurst, Long Island, and Louis Prima was playing all the time, so I always brought, you know, whenever I could get it. I mean, it was hard to get on the radio at that time, but I, in the backyard, definitely at barbecues and everything, he was blasting all the time.
Okay, so that's something that, I guess to you, says summer, even though you had to have been a tiny toddler when that came out. But let's skip forward about a decade or so to the end of the 60s to Motown, and here are the Four Tops.
I was a rock and roll junkie even when I was a kid, but I have to say that the Four Tops were one of the bands from Motown that I absolutely adored, and that was absolutely one of the songs that was playing on the radio, and it just rocked, you know. I loved it. It was fantastic.
Does a summer song kind of have to be upbeat and a little bit happy?
For me, yeah. I mean, because, you know, it's a very relaxed time. You're out there just having fun, and, you know, especially when you're a kid. I mean, it's all about just, you know, laying on the beach and looking at boys. And it was that when I was, you know, in high school. I mean, I was looking at all those cute boys walking by with those surfboards, and, yeah, it had to be up and fun.
Okay, so those we've just played a few songs. We played the Beach Boys, we played the Four Tops, and we heard Louis Prima. And then we get to a band that sounds a whole lot different than those.
You need cool air, baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to school.
This is when I got a little bit older and I started to make the transition into the harder stuff. And I absolutely adored Robert Plant and Jimmy Page, and I just pretty much played it everywhere, so the beach was no exception. Anywhere I could play Zeppelin, I was happy.
That sounds, I mean, that actually, Led Zeppelin, when I think of your music, actually makes sense to me. That connection is relatively clear.
But that came later.
Well, it certainly came after the days when you were training as a coloratura, but
yes.
Let's talk about this next song. This is Sir Duke from Stevie Wonder, and this, to me, I totally agree with you. This sounds like a quintessential barbecue summer pool party. But I'm wondering if this song has a particular memory associated with it for you. Let's listen to it first.
Music is a world within itself, with a language we all understand, with an equal opportunity for all to sing, dance, and clap their
This is when I had moved back to New York. I moved back in 1975, and I was beginning to start the journey to become me. And I was in my new apartment in New York, and it was just a wonderful time. I was working at Catch a Rising Star and starting to put songs together for the record and everything. And this the Songs in the Key of Life came out, and it was in the summer. It was just great, and I just always associate that with walking in the streets of New York and, you know, eating a hot dog at Papaya King, and it was summer and hot, and it was just so great to be back in New York, so I always associate that song with summer.
Do you still listen to summer music more in the summer? Do you and find yourself pulling out these albums?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you just kind of, you know, we live in California for a very long time, so it's not like we're having big seasonal things going on there, but I think that when the springtime comes and everything, everybody just wants to lighten it up and have some fun, and we tour every summer, so, you know, we're blasting this stuff in the bus all the time.
Okay, she is one of the top-selling female artists of all time, the first female artist ever to be featured on MTV, Pat Benatar, author of the new book Between a Rock and a Hard Place.
You can feel it.
On your summer mixtape at our website, thetakeaway.org, and you can check out the list our listeners have got going and hear suggestions from MTV Sway, Fred Armisen, and all the other people who've been contributing to our summer music mixtape. Tune in for the next week, our conversation with Jim Keller, the guy behind the song that was everywhere during the summer of 1981, 867-5309. Well, that's the song that gets stuck in your head.
Is
forever.
That your number? I remember Pat Benatar in 79, Hit Me With Your Best Shot. That was a great summer tune as well.
Absolutely.
Keep them coming. You know how to reach us, 877-8-MY-TAKE. Go to thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
I'm Celeste Headley. This is The Takeaway.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.